Real rock, real variety on Live 365. It's iRock Radio. I'm Shelley, and we just heard from Hinder and Hit the Ground. We're talking with Nolan Neal.
So you're finished with that now. You're working on your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about that?
I would love to.
Okay.
Yes. I've put together a band, and we have a name now, so I can actually announce it here first.
Oh,
you're gonna
nice.
Hear it. The band name is called ND, and it's for Neal and Drummond. It's my co-writer who wrote When She Cries, which is one of the songs that Hinder cut.
Okay.
Drummond is the most phenomenal guitar player I've ever heard. He makes me sound like a rock star. Like, without him, just a dude playing a guitar, but he does, we do a lot of harmonies. We're both singers, and he's a Berklee graduate. Super good head on his shoulders, and he's like, he's been my rock through all this, you know? Sounds like we're dating. Sorry, Dennis.
No, I
we're
understand.
We're not. Yes, I like girls. But anyway, so yeah, he's been great. So we had all these band names. We had so many band names thrown out. We had one that we thought was cool, but then after a couple of weeks, people were like, "It sounds like, you know, just different style of music, man, or something." It's a little more like it's the what we're doing is kind of like a like Led Zeppelin meets Stunnable Pilots, which is kind of all that together, and a little bit of like pop thrown in there too, you know, like some Matchbox 20s kind of choruses, and
right,
you know, and then I will always do the solo thing as Nolan Neal, which is the darker, artsier songs. And what's cool is Dennis does his own solo thing too, which is the kind of, you know, more like the bluesy kind of a little more indie kind of stuff that he does. But what we thought was cool about the name was it says indie, and we are an indie band.
Right, right.
So you could do like a word under it, like indie, all these cool logos you can do. So
that is true.
We just need a name, you know, because it's not Nolan Neal when it's us, because we write everything together. I haven't written a song without him in a while.
Mm-hmm.
A couple little writing sessions on the side, but if I get an idea, he's the first dude I text, you know? So I was like, man, he called me up and was like, "Hey, dude, just want you to know I sent my brother," his brother plays bass in the band, which is really cool, Danny Drummond. And that's my dream, because Stunnable Pilots had the two brother bass players.
Right.
That was always my dream. So, yeah. But so he said, "Man, I sent my brother a email, dude, and it said World Domination 1, World Domination 2. That's what he named the tracks. I was like, all right. So I got up and we got on it, and then just got back from New York. That was really awesome. I don't want to reveal what happened there yet.
But, oh, darn. I was
but
try
it's coming.
To get
it's coming,
out.
I promise.
Okay,
and I can call on the phone maybe or something.
We can do that. Sure.
I really appreciate you guys coming out today for real, though.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I appreciate you having us here.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so that's we have a drummer named Nick St. Otto. He's also a Berklee graduate, and he's. It's like my brain is over there playing a drum beat. It's weird and better stuff than I would come up with. And then we have a bass player who's here right now who's writing with us, Reed, and we all just, I don't know, we just write together a lot. Michael Davies, my musical mentor, he's playing keys and singing harmony. Like, everyone who I would dream of playing with stepped up and they were like, "Dude, let's do this." You know what I mean? Like, you're on fire right now. You were just on Billboard and a music video and on the radio, climbing up to number 45 on the charts. And so I didn't want to miss a beat, you know what I mean? I didn't want to fall apart and get all sad.
Absolutely.
I was like, I just don't think that it, I don't think the universe or God would give me this and make it not be heard. I just don't, I don't, what I have as a gift is not mine. Like, I don't write these songs. If you knew me, I'm not a very smart person. I don't balance my checkbook well.
Well, you can't have everything, right? You can't do everything, right?
I'm from here, and I still have to use a GPS to get around. I'm so glad
well,
that
I think we do, too, as we were driving around. So but, I think it's just Nashville.
Yeah, so when I hear one of these songs over the speakers, I'm just like, that is not – like, that is, you know, what that lets me know there's something more out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
Because it's something – it's cool to get to hold it and to get to share it with people. And the guys I have around me are awesome. Like I said, just having Michael Davy in the band, that's amazing. He came and played on my Virgin record, and he saved the day because we were running out of time. So Michael set up a little studio. We ordered some gear, and he set up a studio in the bass tracking room.
Nice.
And he was doing overdubs, and we were able to finish the record, even though it didn't get released. But that's okay. Jason Flom, I'm coming back for you, buddy.
So what's going to happen to all those songs that you guys worked on that aren't going to get released? They'll never be heard?
No, then? they're Marshall sang them.
Oh, okay.
And so they're going to be on the record.
Just won't be you singing them.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I believe there may be my harmonies and some stuff like that may be on. I don't know. They took care of me, you know what I mean? Like, so basically I was paid as like a a demo singer kind of, you know, for that. Right. And it was cool. So yeah, I actually sang harmonies on the Saliva record too. And I wrote 5 songs on the Saliva's last record. My buddy Bobby Amaru and I, we have a little production company on the side called Two Libras Productions, because we're both Libras. And because everything in our lives is always the same. He gets the Saliva job, I get the Hinder job. I told him, I was like, you know, when I get the Hinder thing, man, we're going to have more in common than anybody. Like 2 kids, about the same birthday, both play every instrument, both have studios. It's weird. So yeah. We go out and do these tours together, as you may have seen.
So what about when you're getting your indie band together? Are you guys going to do some shows around here? Are you going to take it out further?
Yes, we're actually doing a showcase, Skyview Terrace event for Hall Booth and Smith. It's my lawyer. Mm-hmm. And that's my lawyer's company he works for. And it's going to be up on the roof, and it's an open event. It's free. You should come out.
When
is it?
It's
going to be food, and there'll be drinks, and it's all free. It's April 8th.
Oh, April 8th. You'll have to
April 8th. It's at the 5th Third Building. It's up on the roof over there. It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
We're filming it, and we're going to... the people who did the last year's, it looked great.
Mm-hmm. So very yeah. cool. So on your website, when you go there, you can get some music on there too that everybody can hear. Can you tell us mm-hmm. about some of those songs?
I've got a record out right now called The Wire, mm-hmm. and it's just a compilation of a bunch of demos that I've been pitching around town.
It's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really like what I heard.
Awesome. Yeah. I appreciate it. I haven't released Gray Sky Rain yet, but it's time. So
yeah,
it's amazing. Everybody who I meet with, the radio stations that have been so cool and reaching out and saying they want to play it and talk with me, it's been so cool that I sent them like 5 songs each, or 3 or 5 songs, and every one of them came back and said, Gray Sky Rain's the one we want to play. So yeah. It kind of gave me my answer on what song to
it
go
sounds like a hit
with.
To me. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Thank you. I actually pitched it to Brent from Shinedown 2 nights ago. So we'll see. We'll see what he thinks. They're in production right now on the record, so I don't know. But yeah, so I hope he loves it. And that would be cool if they did it too. I would not hate that one bit.
Okay, that must be really nerve. I would think it would be nerve wracking to write a song and then, you know, okay, I'm going to pitch it to whoever and then see if they like it or not. If they don't like it, then does that discourage you, or do you just say, oh, it wasn't the band for me? Or like,
yeah, you kind of just keep on pushing forward and believe that. So, I mean, a lot of my friends have told me they think it's because I'm supposed to sing them, you know? And back in the day when I was younger and had a way worse attitude when I was younger, I didn't want anyone else to sing my songs. I had opportunities. I got a B.B. Mac wanted to do a song of mine on Hollywood Records. And I said no. But it's okay. I can't live in the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They did that till you're back here, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss you, want you, need you so. Yeah, that's right. I just did that.
You did that.
But hey, we're recording the interview here, so I could really edit that out if
you
I wanted
to. You can if you want to, yeah. But I'll have the memory still.
Yeah, that's true. You'd be like, hey, you took out that part where you're singing B.B. Mac. No, it's all good. But yeah, so that's... it's crazy because, you know, I keep pitching songs around Nashville, but the really cool thing is in Nashville, everyone writes me back now. It's cool. Like they didn't for a while. I couldn't get any responses after Virgin Records for a couple years. I think that labels, they look at that like, oh, he had a deal with EMI, he had a deal with Virgin, he had a deal with Hollywood. What's his problem? What does he do? And then the Hinder thing. When we decided to part ways, that was my biggest thing that was, that bothered me, was thinking that maybe my friends or family would think that I did something to mess it up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, luckily I got some text message. Cody sent me a text message and was like, hey, man, congratulations on your new project. I know it's going to rock, man. I can't wait to buy a copy. So that was really cool, you know, having his support. So
definitely. What about a song for us? Could you play a song for us, do you think?
I would love to. Maybe? Yeah, I would love to.
Okay.
Probably do Gray Sky Rain for you, or yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.